standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
I'm in downtown Athens, Georgia. Why? Because I wanted to check out the local music scene? Not entirely. I wanted to talk to you about the history of streetcars in Athens. And this building behind me was once home to the Athens Railway and Electric Company.
Like many cities, Athens once had a robust streetcar network. Athens Streetcar Network dates to 1885 when a man from Texas named George Snodgrass arrived in town. He had a simple idea, to build a streetcar system in the city. It was an era of streetcars in the United States, and he found an ally in the editor of the Athens Banner-Watchman newspaper. The editor, clearly not bound by editorial impartiality, supported his idea and promised space in the newspaper to advocate for the initiative. In September 1885, Georgia lawmakers passed an act incorporating the Classic City Street Railway. On the evening of December 24, 1885, the street railroad began hauling passengers over its mile-and-a-half-long route, operating until 10 p.m. that evening. It was an immediate success, with the railroad bringing in $33 in its first few hours of operation. On Christmas Day, the cars ran again, and the line reported taking in $87.
Might be hard to believe today, but streetcars used to rumble up and down many of Athens' major thoroughfares, including College Avenue and Clayton Street.
Like many networks in the country, mules pulled the first streetcars in Athens. However, it wasn't long before Athenians wanted to upgrade and electrify their streetcar line. In early January 1891, the streetcar broke ground on a new electric car line. A group of 42 workers wasted little time, and within a day, they graded half a mile of the line and laid a quarter mile of track. The old horse line continued to operate for some time after the groundbreaking. However, by about March 1891, the horse cars stopped running. On June 8, 1891, the first electric streetcars operated over the new line. Despite the line's overhaul, the upgrades weren't enough to electrify the railroad's financial condition, and it continued to suffer from a lack of money. In December 1894, Georgia lawmakers passed an act to incorporate a new street railroad, the Athens Electric Railway Company. Like other streetcar lines in the country, the rise of the automobile threatened the existence of operations, a threat that streetcars ultimately couldn't survive. Like their counterparts operating in and around Atlanta, Athens streetcars saw increasing competition from other forms of transportation in the 1920s, including the jitney. By 1929, the streetcar system's losses were untenable. As a result, Georgia Power made the unsurprising move to shed the money-losing streetcar operation. But selling the operation was not without a fight. In November 1929, a Clark County Superior Court judge issued a restraining order preventing Georgia Power from selling the street railway to a group of Athens men. However, by this point, the end of the streetcar in Athens was practically a foregone conclusion. By 1930, Georgia Power could no longer sustain the losses, and by April of that year, the Athens City Council granted a 2-year franchise for Georgia Power to operate buses in the Classic City. In fact, the company had ordered 5 modern coaches for the service. The last streetcars ran in Athens on May 31st, 1930. Without ceremony, the streetcar era in Athens was over and nearly forgotten.
I hope you enjoyed this brief overview of the history of streetcars in Athens, Georgia. For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit railfanning.org for more news, photos, and features from the rails.